is the Rabbanan.
Okay. Welcome to the latecomers. We were just mentioning that Rashi and Daf Gimel and Aleph holds, as well as in Tvura and in Nazir, as well as in Gershom, which I guess was Rashi Masora in Me'ila and Tmura, where there's a Rabbi Gershom says, Katos Hamesos, the Isra Naz, only me de Rabbanan. So, the Dvarim She'ein Bahem Me'ila Min HaTorah, Rashi says, the Isra is only de Rabbanan, and there's a long Shud Harid who takes him on in Siman Yud of the Shud Harid, who takes on, he mentions Rashi, you know, he has Rashi, takes on Rashi, says, no, not true, anything that was ever Hukdash is Asur B'Hana'ah Midoraisa forever. Might not be Me'ila, but it's still Asur B'Hana'ah Midoraisa. That's across the board. He says, anything which is ever Hukdash, no matter what happens to it, is Asur B'Hana'ah Midoraisa forever, because it might not be Me'ila, but it's still Hekdash.
He has a very good riot. How else could you respect that?
Right, okay. The you mean from the shofar of the Shlomen. Okay, but I'll come back to that in a moment. Well, he seems to. This is a little bit confusing. Daniil, where's Daniil? Okay, he was supposed to look into this more. But the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Me'ila, right, you have to figure out how to put together all the Rambams, but the Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Me'ila, in parak Aleph, Halacha Vav, says, Yesh dvarim she'ein chayav lehim shel Me'ila midivrei Torah, vol asur lehem es midivrei Sofrim, v'aneinim shel kerem bilvad, v'inim osam chon, v'inim lo yashan. There are some things which are not chayav Me'ila midoraisa, but do have Me'ila d'rabbanan, and to pay only a kerem. And what's his lashon that I just read? Ashali honus behem midivrei sofrim. The Isra Naz mi dirabbanan. So the Rambam seems to be on the side of Rashi. Here he's giving, this is his introductory statement. He's not just talking about one case. The Ritz also not talking about one case. The Ritz talking about all cases of anything that was ever hukdash. The Rambam also seems to be giving an introductory statement. You have to figure out exactly how to fit these words into every specific case when he brings it later, but Aleph, he's introducing categories in Me'ila, and he says, oh, some things don't have Me'ila d'oraisa, but still have an Isra Na'ah midrabbanan. Sounds like whatever doesn't have Me'ila d'oraisa has an Isra Na'ah only on the Rabbanan level, like Rashi against the Tosus Rid. This also comes up in a very famous Rashi and Tosus and Kedushin after Zayinu Beis. The Gemara there has a drasha. They wanna darshan. How do we know that chulin shenishkutu ba'azara is usr? Right? The chacham holds it's usr midoraisa. So they have a drasha. Masha li b'shelcha usr, af shelcha b'sheli usr. Just like what sheli b'shelcha shrutei chutz. Hashem's in our realm is usr, so too ours in Hashem's realm, chulin shenishkutu ba'azara is also usr. That's a line in the Gemara. We don't care about the chulin shenishkutu ba'azara for our present purposes, but the assumption is sheli b'shelcha usr, right? That shrutei chutz are usr. Not that it's also to do shrutei chutz. Obviously, it's also to do shrutei chutz. The Torah says you get karis for doing shrutei chutz. We don't care about whether the guy who shechts violates an aveira or not. He's chayav karis. That's a pasuk. What this Gemara is assuming beyond that is that the meat becomes aser afterwards, right? Shalim shalcha aser. Shrutei chutz, the animal, the dead meat, the shechted meat, becomes aser. So Rashi says, why is shrutei chutz? And obviously, midoraisa, because they're trying to darshan the iser doraisa. So they assume there's an Issa D'oraisa in Shrutei Chutz. What does Rashi say? Why is there an Issa D'oraisa in Shrutei Chutz? Rashi says, why is there an Issa D'oraisa in Shrutei Chutz? Because he says, Shrutei Chutz, what is Shrutei Chutz? Someone was makdish it. I said, here, Elsie, the cow, or Elsie's a girlfriend, right? I don't know, what do you call a boy cow? Fred. Fred is an Ola. Or Elsie is, if Fred is an Ola, and then what do? Then I take him and sheft him outside the Mikdash. So I said, it was Hekdish, and nothing was ever mapped to the Hekdish, right? It was never had a Shas Hekdil Gohanim. He never did his Rikas Adam properly. The Ola wouldn't help. Let's say it was a Chathos or a Shlomim, right? Elsie was a Chathos or a Shlomim. So it was Hekdish, became Usr, and no one ever mapped to it, because I never did the Avoda properly. So therefore, it's Usr Ranah Mida Oraisa. But we know Shchutei Chutz is Kachim Shemesu L'chor. What does Tosos ask? Tosos asks, Rashi Shchutei Chutz Asur B'Hanom Midoraisa, because, after all, it's Hekdesh. Tosos asks on Rashi in Kiddushin, ah, how do you say the Nisr Nadoraisa? Kachim Shemesu Yatsu Midei Me'ilah Dvar Torah. Shchutei Chutz is Kachim Shemesu, right? The only difference is it dies on its own. It's an animal that died through non-avoda. If you shecht it, with no aveira involved, just by act of God, if you do shchutei chutz, it's an animal that died through non-avoda, through a person doing an aveira. But from the animal's perspective, it's all the same. Shchutei chutz, kashrut shemesu, it was hektish, and now it's dead, and no one did avoda. So Tosos says, kashrut shemesu are mutter on the deraisa level. So Tosos argues on Rashi and says, no, that can't be what the drasha means. So what does Tosos clearly assume? Tosos clearly assumes that Kachim Shemesu, his example is Kachim Shemesu. Here, Rashi's example is Katos Hamesu. Tosos says, look, Kachim Shemesu, when they have Be'ilah Midrabanan, the Isser is only Midrabanan. Therefore, that can't be the Makar for Kulin Shemesu Bazar. And he gives a different shot in that Gemara. He says, it doesn't mean just like Shchutei Chutz or Aser, Kulin Shemesu Bazar is Aser. It means just like Shchutei Chutz are not good Kachim, because they were out of a chapir, Kulin Shemesu Bazar is not good Kulin, so you can't eat it. He has a new pshat in the Gemara. But what does Rashi assume there? Now, the Beis Halevi takes a slightly different approach in Rashi. He says Rashi is Mechalik King Kachim Shemesu and Shchutei Chutz. But the simple pshat in Rashi, most Achronim assume, Rashi says Shchutei Chutz Aser B'Hana'ah, it's Hekdesh. Tosos jumps on him and says, what do you mean Shchutei Chutz Aser B'Hana'ah? What do you mean it's Aser B'Hana'ah? It's only Me'ilah Midrabanan. How can you say it's Aser B'Hana'ah in the Torah? So what's Rashi obviously going to answer? Rashi's obviously going to answer like the Tosos read. Rashi Kedushin seems to assume that it is Aser B'Hana'ah Mida Oraisa when he's discussing Kachim Shemesu. That's the normal way that most people say in Rashi. That's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Meiri Agav says the same thing as Rashi in Kedushin. You want to fill in the names. Rashi seems to say no. Shchutei Chutz and Kachim Shemesu is Aser D'Oraisa B'Hana'ah. No Me'ilah, but Aser D'Oraisa. Therefore, it's a good marker for Kulin Shemesu Bazar being Aser B'Hana'ah. Tosos says, no, it's much about Noam and not Torah. And you got to have a different way of interpreting the comparison to Chulin Shnei Shvi Bazara. So Rashi and Kedushin seems squarely to be on the side of the Tosos Rid, Agav, the Zeminchas Chinuch, who, when the Chinuch says, ah, if it's Usher to eat a Chatos, and Usher for Zara to eat a Chatos and Usher, etc. And then he points out, the Chinuch says, and nowadays also Usher, because we have no Beis Hamikdash, so of course it's also Aser, because it's Hekdesh. So the Menachos Chinuch says, no, the Menachos Chinuch says, he means only Drabanan. It's not clear if he's interpreting the Chinuch or disagreeing. The Menachos Chinuch very clearly says, nowadays to eat Karbanos, that's only an Issur Drabanan. Why? Because assuming the Karban's dead, right? Once you kill it, it's Kachim Shemesu, Kachim Shemesu, only Drabanan, like in the Furish Tosos. So the Menachos Chinuch seems to paskin like Tosos here. So we do have a lot of Rishonim who seem to assume that Isra knows only Drabanan. Tosos Rid coming down and saying it's the Oraisa. Rashi, of course, is a little tricky because he's Sosa himself, right? So how would you defend Rashi? Rashi Sosa himself, right? In Kiddushin, he says, Shudei Chutz is Asvanami Drabanan Mida Oraisa, because not because of the Shchutei Chutz Shemo, because it's Hekdesh that was never Nitar. But Chatos Hamesu is also Hekdesh that was never Nitar, and they're only Aser Drabanan. So how would you defend Rashi? How would you defend Rashi? So I think for Rashi, you have to say, unlike many of the other Rishonim, for Rashi, you have to say, there's not one simple answer, yes. Whatever is not Bar Me'ilah, is it Aser B'Hana'ah Midoraisa or not? No, the answer is, it depends why it's not Bar Me'ilah. It depends what kind of not Bar Me'ilah it is. And there's a fundamental difference in Chatos HaMesos. That fundamental difference is also brought up as a psychological factor in our sugya. What's the fundamental difference between Chatos HaMesos and Kachim Shemesu? To explain the Shita of Rashi, that Kachim Shemesu, we have to say, is that Rashi says it depends. Or you call it a Tzedim, if you so desire. Kachim Shemesu, they were, Kachim Shemesu had a proper Kedusha. They were intended for a karban. Just they got ruined. They were intended for a karban. Just they got a psul because now they're dead and you can't bring a dead animal. But in Kodshim Shemesu, they... were intended for karban. There's just a technical problem that they're dead. Right? But meaning, there's a technical problem. What's Kodshim Shemesu? There's a technical problem that they're dead and you can't be mocker of a dead animal. Not only that, you can't even be poda a dead animal and use the money. That's a technical problem. But they had kedusha of hakrava. They were kachi Hashem because they were their kedusha needs hakrava. Just technically they can't get there. So here what you're saying is that the kedusha is intact. Just technically it can't be realized. Right? This dead Elsie really should be a shlamet, should be nikrav. It's just technically she can't because she's dead. As opposed to chatos hamesos. What's this chatos hamesos? Chatos hamesos is not just a technical problem that you can't bring them. They're perfectly good. They don't have a mom there. They're alive and happy. This Elsie, the chatos, is perfectly ready to walk into the Azara, to the Tzafon. But what's the problem? The problem is her fundamental kedusha is lacking. Because a chatos, unlike an Ola and an Asham and a Shlom and everything else, unlike everything else, a chatos is unique in that it can only be, it only has kedusha lahakrev if, again, just to use a general example, I'm not claiming right now that I explain every detail, all five chatos amesos, but just general perspective. A chatos only has kedusha if there's a chait that it needs to be nikra for. But it's a vlad chatos and a tmuras chatos and a chatos shekimper ba'leha and a chatos shemesu ba'leha, right? And, you know, all these chatos whose kedusha is dechuya because there's no chait anymore. They're not coming for a chait. And if they're not coming for a chait, there's a problem. They're etzim kedusha. Unlike every other karban, an ola, let's say an ola and the guy dies and now who wants to bring the ola anymore? It doesn't matter. The fundamental kedusha of an ola doesn't have to be because some guy wants to bring an ola. An ola can be brought. Ketzim is bath. You know, no one has to bring the ola. It can just be brought. The fundamental kedusha of all other karbanos is not dependent on the reason they were hukdash. Vaharaya, they're never mesos. Right, there's different rules. So some of them, yeah, wait till they get a mum and then you use the money for a new carbon. Some of them, you bring the carbon itself if a problem happens. But all of it eventually gets them as bad. Chatos is different. We know chatos is different, right? The zrika is different than chatos. Everything about chatos is different, right? I mean, this is not the time, but you can make a list from here to here of differences in chatos, right? The zrika is lamala, not lamata, and it's on the four matonas on the karnos with an etzva, not two matonas or one matana at the bottom from a kli. The din of shvichas shirayim is only said in the Torah Shevachsav in the Mishnah by a chatas. Only a chatas has a din of kibos if it's the dam is nisa abeged and has the din of shvira and mariko shtifa for the kli that it was cooked in. Without getting into details, we know chatas is unique. Maybe one of the ways chatas is unique is that the chait is an integral part and the proper akrav is an integral part of its kedusha, and therefore in chatas hamesos lose their kedusha entirely because there's no basis for akrava. Chatos amesos is not just a technical problem. Oh, I can't bring them because I have a technical problem. No, chatos amesos is that there's no kedusha anymore. The kedusha has disappeared. And therefore, is at the very least flawed, if not... at the very least, fundamentally flawed. So I think that Rashi is Pasha. There's no Stephen Rashi at all. I think there's no Stephen Rashi at all. There's just different kinds of, there's different kinds of things that don't amila daraisa. Some that don't amila daraisa because the Kedusha is fundamentally gone and therefore it's not Kodshei Hashem. Some things do have the kedusha, just technically you have a problem bringing them, then they're still called Kodshei Hashem according to Rashi. obviously the Kol Kach Hashem, and that's Rashi Shita. So I think the Rid is in one radical end of the spectrum. He says clearly anything that was ever Hoktash, including Kach Damesos against Rashi, has an Isra Novi Doraisa. Tosfos, Lechora, and the Rambam sound like the other end of the spectrum that says, no. Even Kach Shemesu, all the things, only in Isra Novi Dorabanam, Midoraisa, they're perfectly mutter. And Rashi is in the middle, says it depends how big of a problem it is. A fundamental problem with Kedusha. There's no Isra, the Kedusha disappears. There's no Isra Doraisa to be Nenef. However, if there's really the Kedusha still there, but there's a technical problem in realizing the Kedusha, then there's still an Isra Nami Doraisa, because theoretically the Kedusha is still there. That, I think, is the Shita of Rashi. Now, that could go a bit towards answering Yeshua's question, which is not his question, the Rid. The Rid does mention that in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah sounds like there's an Isra Doraisa Binenef from Shlomim. Even though Shlomim or Kachim Kalim, before Zerika there's no Me'ilah. Before Zerika there's no Me'ilah, but there's still an Isra Daraisa. So, doesn't that prove there's an Isra Daraisa to be Nana from things that don't have Me'ilah? So I'd say maybe that's not a problem for Tosfos and the Rambam and the Minchas Tinoch, etc. Because they're all dealing with things that have some psul in them. With Shlomim, that's the psul. It's just that Kachim Kalim don't have Me'ilah, but obviously, Kachik Halim full Kedusha. No one's going to deny the Kedusha of Kachik Halim. They just don't have Me'ilah for whatever reason that we'll have to explain a little better. So that's why I don't think that's a good riot. And you could also technically get out of it. But I'm not going to get into it now. You could technically deny that reading of the Gemara Shana. But also, you could say that they're arguing out puzzle things. Kachik Halim is different. That's something which is totally 100% kosher. Just, it's not one of the things that technically has Me'ilah. So that might be different. Okay. What I will not suggest, because I am not old enough to, the Rav is very fond of suggesting explanations for things when the Gemara explained them in a different way, and he managed to get out of the Gemara. So I'm not on that madriga, but I'll just point out, it's interesting that for Rashi, the things that Katos Mesos, the Isra Nos only Rabbanan, and there's no Me'il at all. For things where the Isra Nos Doraisa, like Kachim Shemesu, there's Me'ilah Midrabanan. Again, I wouldn't necessarily want to say that explains it, because our Gemara says it's explained based on Medila Minei. But it's just something interesting to note, but I don't know what to make of it, because our Gemara says the difference in whether there's Me'ilah Drabanan or no Me'ilah is psychological Medila Minei. For Rashi, you could have said it was fundamental. Things which still have Kedusha at least have Me'ilah Drabanan. Things that have no Kedusha have no Me'ilah at all, but, you know, we can't go against the Gemara, so... We will leave it at that, or at least, you know, I am not bold enough to try and get out of the Gemara, so we'll leave it at that. Yeah.
Could you say it another way as it's in Dichwei? Wherever there's Dichwei, then we'd say it's only using the Rabbanan. If there's no Dichwei, then it's missing the Rabbanan. Is that, or is it
one? If there is Dichwei, then it would be only Drabanan. Yeah. Perhaps, I mean, you'd have to figure out in all these things whether that matches up. I'm not sure. I'm not ruling it out, but some of these things are tricky to evaluate from that perspective. Because they don't really, like Kachim Shemesu especially, which is one of the big factors here, they don't really discuss in terms of Dichoy, because it doesn't really have the classic nafkaminas. It's a carcass anyway. Okay, one thing which is just, I will just brush a truck and point out, is that we do have here a fundamental machlokas rishonim, whether things that don't have Me'ilah still have an Isra Doraisa or don't, or somewhere in the middle. I am not going to go into this overly much, but just Berashe Prakim, if here we have a machlokes dvarim she'ein bahem Me'ilah min ha-Torah, and we have two shitas, there is an Isra Hana min ha-Torah. Or it could be mutter behana'a min ha-Torah. We'll put, let's say, the Rambam here. We'll put the Tosus Rid here. And we filled in other people as well. What are they arguing about? What if the Nekudas HaMachlokas, right? It's always, sometimes you want to go more into it, sometimes not. But you always have to ask yourself methodologically, when there's a Machlokas, what are the Nekudas HaMachlokas? And usually there are how many ways that you could, different ways you could explain the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Eliyahu, Fire asking you here. Things that don't have Elam and Torah, do they still have an Isra Hana? So generally, there are usually two ways to explain the Nekudas HaMachlokas. Because if we argue, you know, whether something meets a certain bar or not, could be arguing that how high it jumps or how high the bar is. Okay, what do I mean by that? Over here, I think there are two ways to explain the Nekudas HaMachlokas. One way is, what is the Nekudat HaMachloket? One way is, not inspired by Rashi, is that they're arguing about the nature of the Isser Lehanos Min HaHektish. They can be arguing, what is the nature of the Isser Lehanos Min HaHektish? Is the Isser Lehanos Min HaHektish an Isser to do Me'ila? Or is it a separate Isser to be Nene from HaHektish? Right, so it could very well be that the Tosfos Rid thinks that it is a separate Isser Lehanos Min HaHektish, while the Rambam thinks that no, it's just an Isser to do Me'ila. This would be almost very tracking, because there is a Machlok Rishonim. Taka, how do we know it's also to be Nene from Hektish? How do we know it's also to be Nene from Hektish? I know you have to bring a Karen Komish for Asher. So if you have to bring a Karen Komish for Asher in most cases, it must be Asher. Torah never told you bring a Karen Komish for Asher for doing something mutter, right? It didn't say if you shake a lulav on Sukkos, bring a Karen Komish for Asher. So how do we know it's Asher? So the only problem is that I don't think there's the right explanation, because the sheetahs don't line up. So Machlokes Rishonim, whether you learn it from the Parsha of Me'ila, since it says Nefesh Ki Techeta, we learn Xer Shabbat, Chet Chet Mitru, and wherever it says Techeta, there's a Lav. So it could be the Lav is learned from the Parsha of Me'ila, or it could be no, like the Rambam says, and like the Ravid says, if you interpret him Kipshuto and Shut Rashi, it says Losucha Lechol, it says don't be Ochel Hektish. So you might say that, except for the fact that the Shitas don't work out, you might have said that if you say there's no independent lav, the lav just is a lav of Me'ila, then if there's Me'ila, there's a lav. If there's no Me'ila, there's no lav. So if you say, no, forget about Me'ila, there's a separate lav of losucha lechol b'sharecha, separate lav of, and achila, we know according to Chizkiah, some of us have been around this year, no means not to get hana'ah, that it's also to be nene from hektish, having from a different pasuk have nothing to do with Me'ila. You could say that's the machlokas, the rid. And, you know, Rashi, at least to a certain extent, versus the Rambam and Tosfos and the Minchas Kino, the Rid would say there's a separate Isser to be Nene from Hektish, having nothing to do with Me'ila. And the, we'll get into a little later, maybe what the Lund is, why there would be a separate Isser. And the Rambam would say, no, there's just an Isser that comes from the Parsha of Me'ila. There's an Isser to do Me'ila, not an Isser to be Nene from Hektish. So, that would be an interesting question. What is the Lav? What is the lav? Is the lav, you know, al tehenah min ha-hektish, meaning don't eat hektish, or is the lav al tim'ol? The only problem is that the sheetahs don't work out well. That's why I don't think this is probably it, because Rambam is famous for saying it's lotucha lechol b'sharecha, don't eat hektish, and Rashi is famous for saying no. It's from the word lotech, nefesh ki techeta, we learn zero shavah, chet, that chet always means alav, it's from the light alav me'ila. In which case, the shitas wouldn't work out so well, which makes me believe more likely that there is a second way of explaining the Kudus HaMachlokes, which is they're not arguing about the Isra Na'ah, they're arguing about the nature of Hektish, they're arguing about, right, is something without Me'ila still kadosh. Again, and I don't mean shlomen. Is something that got ruined and is not about Me'ila anymore, does it still retain its kedusha or not? And the Rid would say that it still retains kedusha, while the Rambam and Tosos would say, no, the kedusha disappears. So I would say not just something without Me'ila. It's something that has no Me'ila, particularly, let's say, because it's puzzle. Something that got ruined and has no Me'ila. Does it still have Kedusha or not? So that's the second way to explain the Machlokes. The Rid would say, Kedusha is Kedusha, just because it got ruined, it still has Kedusha. Just because it has no Me'ila doesn't mean it doesn't have Kedusha. Well, the Rambam would say that, no, if something got ruined and is not fit for Hakrava anymore, then its Kedusha disappears, and Rashi would be in the middle. Rashi would say it depends whether the problem is fundamental or technical. So, if you see a machlokes rishonim here about whether it's usher midah or rice that'll be nanet from kachim that don't have me'ila, they could be arguing about the nature of the issur d'oraisa, or they could be arguing about the nature of kachim that don't have me'ila. One way to explain, which doesn't work l'shitasei, so yes, it's not such a good explanation, is that they are arguing at what's the lav to be nanet from hektish. Is it a general lav to be nanet from kachim, or a specific lav to do me'ila? It's a specific lav to do me'ila, no lav. It's a general lav to be nene from kachim. All kachim have a lav. Or it could be no. They all admit there's a lav to be nene from kachim. However, they argue whether something that got passed, something that loses its status as kachi Hashem, is that still hektish, just not the highest level of kachi Hashem? Or is that not hektish at all, with the Tosos and the Rambam and the Cheskinim saying whatever loses its status of kachi Hashem, because it's no good anymore, is not hektish. The hektish disappears. The Rid saying that, it's still hektish. It might not be called Kodshe Hashem anymore because it's not the highest level, but it's still hektish. And Rashi in the middle is saying it depends. Some things are not hektish anymore because they have a fundamental problem. Some things are still hektish because they only have a technical problem. Okay, now this will certainly tie into the next thing we're going to discuss as well. Okay, but that's a little bit about Kodshim Shemesu, Yotzim Demi Ila Dvar Torah, and the nature of the Yisra Hadar there. The second thing I want to discuss is the famous... it's really amazing what the Rambam can do in the Rambam, in our sugya, right? The Rambam adds one word which creates an entire literature, right? There's very few people. I don't know. Usually if Tosos adds one word, you rarely see, you know, you can really fill a whole book about one extra word in Tosos. But the Rambam somehow, I don't know what his magic was, but the Rambam adds one word, you can write a book about it. And I don't mean, you don't even have to be a chadish. You can just write a book with, you know, collecting what's already been published. And this is one of those words. The second word in the Rambam, Hilchos Me'ila Perek Gimel, is he brings in our sugya, Kachu Shemesu Yatsim De Me'ila. He just adds one little word. What's the one little word he adds? Kachu Mizbeach Shemesu Yatsim De Me'ila. He just adds that one little word. Now, kachim is be'ach, as opposed to what's the opposite of kachim is be'ach? Kachim be'ach abayis, right? Kachim is be'ach are things that you're makriv. Kachim be'ach abayis is just general money that is used by the Beis HaMikdash for upkeep, etc. Literally, be'ach abayis means maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, right? Where does the phrase kachim be'ach abayis come from? Exactly, the Haftorah for Parsha Shkolim, right? That was the first, I assume that the concept existed well before the Haftorah Parsha Shkolim, but the actual phrase, you found a historical mention of Kachi Bedek Abayis, when Moshe came to Farsina, they also had Kachi Bedek Abayis, but they don't explicitly develop a phrase for it. In the Haftorah for Parsha Shkolim, which is from Sefer Melachim, they talk about how they collected money in a pushka. It's also, I think, the first historical mention, at least in Judaism, of a pushka, right? Where's the first time that we mention a pushka in Judaism? Is they said exactly, what does a pushka mean? It doesn't mean a big bowl like in the Catholics. They pass around a plate and you put a dollar bill in. That's not a pushka. A pushka means that, right? Because, you know, you have to trust people on their honor not to take out of the bowl. A pushka means that you have a sealed box with just a hole in it. You put things down, it's hard to get it out again. Right? So that's beforeish in the Haftorah Parsha Shkolim, in Sefer Melachim, Yehoyada HaKohen came up with this idea, the king came up with the idea, but that they would make a pushka and put the money in and use that for L'chazik Es Bedek Habayis, L'chol L'shem Sasham Badek, that they would maintain the Beis HaMikdash, which was in a bit of a state of disrepair. So those of us who are on the board of our shuls and know how much trouble it is, you know, getting the roof fixed, etc., should not feel bad. We should know Chalish Nadas, even in the Beis HaMikdash, even in Tam Tanakh, they had the same problems. But in the end, it worked out. So that should give us all hope. Now, That's Kachim Ben Gamai. So the Ram seems to say, Kachim Shemesu Yotzim Demi Ilidvar Torah. But what about Kachim Ben Gamai and Kachim Zbech Shemesu Yotzim Demi Ilidvar Torah? What about Kachim Ben Gamai Shemesu? So, what does the Rambam think about Kachim Ben Gamai Shemesu? So, what about. Right, because Argamar is always talking about Kachim Mizbeach, right? We're talking about actual Kachim, right? Those are all Kachim Mizbeach. What about Kachim Bebek Habayis Shem Mesu? So, what would be the seeming diuk in the Rambam? The seeming diuk in the Rambam would be that there's no Me'ilah, at least Min HaTorah. That seems to be a diuk in the Rambam. This is, according to what the Rambam means, according to most Achronim, and this is what it says explicitly in. It's a Gemara, right? Like, what's the big Chiddush, right? The Rambam's merely quoting a Gemara. The Gemara says, on Daf Tesvav, right? Kachu Shemesu Yosem Nidlidvar Torah. Our exact quote. Ula said the name of Yochanan. Kachu Shemesu Yosem Nidlidvar Torah. B'mai. E Lamim Kachu Bede Kabayis. You think he means Kachu Bede Kabayis? No, a filuki mesu nami nami. Even if they died, they still meila. Lo yehi elachin ashva the bedik abayis la vispe meila. What do you mean? So it died. It's a carcass. You know what? If you're makdish a garbage a landfill, a heap of garbage to bedik abayis, right? It has meila. Anything can be makdish to bedik abayis and have meila. It doesn't have to be good for something. They can just sell it, right? So if you're makdish anything for bedik abayis, then it has me'ilah. So obviously, before Shemara, in me'ilah tesvav me'alaf, that's where the Rambam gets it from. Obviously, a kachim ben kabayis, even if they die, still a me'ilah midoraisa. After all, it doesn't have any qualifications. Even an ashpa can be cut into kachim ben kabayis. What? The what? Oh. Kachim ben kabayis, sorry, what I meant is me'ilah. I apologize. Kachim is Be'ach have no Me'ilah in the Torah, but Kachim Bede Kabayis, I apologize, most of them died in the Rambam, would have Me'ilah in the Torah, and would be different from Kachim is Be'ach, I apologize, and that's the deep of the Rambam. Kachim is Be'ach, Yotzim Yidei Me'ilah. What I meant to say is Kachim Bede Kabayis, Lo Yotzim Yidei Me'ilah. They still have Me'ilah, that's a Mefurish Gemara. Okay, what's the problem? So the Rambam quotes the Mefurish Gemara, and the Gemara has an explanation. Shalom El Yisrael, what do we need a fancy lumbus for? What's the problem? What's the problem? Why does the Kesef Mishnah start having trouble with this Rambam? Same reason Tosfos says, comment on the Gemara. That, what does the Rambam hold? Exactly, there's a concept called Ha'amada V'Harocha. Right, that comes from Parshat Kugosai. V'Mido HaKohen V'Richo So HaKohen. Meaning, if you want to be poda an animal, then you need to stand it up and evaluate it. Ha'amada v'haracha, meaning you can only be poda an animal if it's alive. If an animal dies, it's not bar pidyon. That's the rule. If an animal dies, it's not bar pidyon. A dead animal is not bar pidyon. That's, by the way, that's like why are kachim shemesu yatsumi din ilad var Torah? If an ola dies, why not redeem it? Why not be poded and use the money for a smaller ola? For a very small ola? The answer is because you need hamad v'aracha, and once an animal dies, you cannot be poded. So kachim that die, you just bury them stam. You can't be poded a dead animal. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, hold on. Tosfos says that this only makes sense. That happened. So Tosfos says, how could there be me'ilah in kachim v'nekabayis that die? Me'ilah means that it's good for something, right? And kachim v'nekabayis that die, you can't do a mod of aracha, so you can't be poed to them, so they're no good for anything. So why should it? An ashpa is different. An ashpa, you could be poed there. But kachim v'nekabayis that die, you can't be poed there. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, no, this all depends on a machlokes in the Gemara, whether kachim ben kabayis need hamad of aracha or not. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that if Kodesh Vegabais don't need Hamad of Aracha, then it makes sense. Yeah, you can still be put, they're still good for something. But what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, no. Ein Bahem Me'ila Min HaTorah. If you hold Kodshe Bedek Habayis need Hamada the Haracha, this is Tosfos Zara. Tosfos says, don't be fooled by the Gemara. What's the rule of Kodshim Shemesu? If they're good for something, there's Me'ilam in a Torah. If they're useless, there's no Me'ilam in a Torah. So I'll leave with the Manda Amra, Kodshe, Bedek Abayis, don't need Hamad of Aracha. They're redeemable and you can use the money. So it's not worth as much as it used to be worth. It's still worth the Pruta. So there's Me'ilah. But Tosa says, no, but if you hold Kodshim Shemesu, need Hamad of Aracha, that means that an animal that dies, Kodshe, Bedek Abayis, need Hamad of Aracha. An animal that dies is useless. You can't be poed to it. And if it's useless, then it has no me'ila. Right? It's just, why are Kodshim Mizbeach that died no me'ila? Because they're useless. Because you can't be poed that. Kodshim Vedekabayis that died are also useless. So what does the Rambam hold about Kodshim Vedekabayis? Exactly. The Rambam paskins. The Rambam hasak kiman da omar Kodshim Vedekabayis. The technical phrase is hayu bichlal Hamada biharacha, which means, what does that mean? That if it dies, you can't be poda, right? So it's useless. So what should the Rambam paskin about Kodesh Vedekabayis that die? If the Rambam holds that Kodesh Vedekabayis, that's the first Rambam hold. Kodesh Vedekabayis that die are totally useless. You cannot redeem them. You can't use the money. They have no function or value anymore. They're just garbage. Not garbage like an ashpa. Real garbage. You just bury them. That's the Rambam says Mefurish in, I wrote it down here, right? In Hilchas Erechin, in Hilchas Psule Mekdashin, right? I think in Hilchas Erechin, actually, it's most explicit. If I have, I don't know why I'm missing half the Rambam, but luckily Erechin is in the right half. So the Rambam says, Kol ha-maktish behemim b'chayeha, bein tohor, bein tamea, bein kodshe, abayis, bein kodshe, mizbeach, shanof be'emum, o tamim, or ilikari, anything, bedek abayis, kodshe, mizbeach, with them, without them, harez etzricha ha-mada be'vez din, shenem rehemenes ha-behema, can only be redeemed if you stand it up, l'fikach ha-meisa be'em, kodosh jirach v'tipadeh, if it dies, ein bo nusach shemesa, el-chikov, you can't redeem it, it's just buried, it's just dead. That's it. Bein be'kodosh mizbeach, bein be'kodosh Benikabais, the same thing Psulim Mekdashim. So therefore, what should the Rambam say? The Rambam should hold that Kodshe Benikabais Shemesu Yatsu Midei Mi'ila Dvar Torah Kimo Kodshe Mizbeach. For the Rambam, Kodshe Mizbeach and Kodshe Benikabais are in the same boat. If the Bahi Paskins, like Mandavar, if they both die, they're useless, you can't redeem them, you just bury them, they have no value anymore to the Beis HaMikdash. They're not useful to the Beis HaMikdash anymore. They're not useful to the Beis HaMikdash anymore, and there should be no Me'ilat Dvar Torah. Okay, who says the Rama means that? That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. The Kesef Mishnah says, that's what the Rama meant. When he said, Kachim is Be'ach Shemesh Yotzim De Me'ilat Dvar Torah, he didn't mean only Kachim is Be'ach. He had Kodesh Mizbeach and Kodesh Vedekabayis. Alright, that's a big pill to swallow. But this is the Shitas Yachid of the Kesef Mishnah, that when the Rambam says Kodesh Mizbeach Shemesu, what did he mean? Kesef Mishnah has two possibilities. Either he meant Kodesh Mizbeach V'kol shekein kodshei v'dekabayis. Even kodshei mizbeach that die have no me'ila. Kodshei mizbeach are really holy. For sure kodshei v'dekabayis, which are not as holy. Or what he meant was, v'hu hadin kodshei v'dekabayis. Yeah, he meant kodshei mizbeach, and likewise kodshei v'dekabayis. Oh, then why didn't he just say kodshim? Because you know what? He's talking about kodshei mizbeach here, so he didn't want to just say kodshim, because then the rest of this halach is about, Darom and Laila and Chutzman and Chutzim Koma, all things that only apply to actual karbanos. So the Kesem Mishnah B'dochak says, when that says Kachim is Be'ach Shemesi Yotzim Nei Me'ilu Dvar Torah, he doesn't mean Kachim is Be'ach, the low Kachim Ben Kabayis, to quote a Gemara in Me'ila. No, he means Kachim is Be'ach and also Ben Kabayis. I'm just only talking about Kachim is Be'ach, which is a great dochak, and none of the other achronim like that, but that is what the Kesem Mishnah says. However, the mainstream shot of the Rambam in Rambam is Kodshe Mizbeach Shemesu Vilo Kodshe Vedekabayis. Right? The mainstream shot of the Kodshe Mizbeach Vedekabayis Shemesu still have Me'ila. But then this brings up a problem. The question is, why do Kodshe Vedekabayis Shemesu have Me'ila Min HaTorah if for the Rambam, it's very clear. They're useless. Like Kachim, just like Kachim is Be'ach Nedai, are useless, because you can't be Podek, so they have no Hamad of Aracha. Kachim is Be'ach Nedai, are useless. Kachim Vedek Abai is Nedai, are useless. So the Rambam is in big trouble here. Right? The Rambam is in big trouble here, and now we got to save the Rambam. Actually, I think there's more than one way to save the Rambam, but one of them is very famous, which is what the Mari Korkas on the bottom says. We have a Frankel, although he, you know, he doesn't say it exactly as detailed and explicitly as Rav Chaim does. But, okay, how do we solve this problem in the Rambam? Right, the Rambam is in trouble. Right, the Rambam needs to be rescued. He seems to be innocently just quoting a Gemara. However, Tosus points out that no, the way the Rambam paskins, you can't hold that. So the Kesem Mishnah tries to rescue with Dochazay, oh, the Rambam didn't mean what you thought he meant. But let's assume the Rambam didn't mean what we thought about. Kachim is Be'ach that die or not have, don't have Me'ila. Kachim Be'ach that bags that die do have Me'ila. But why? The Rambam holds Amad Baruch. The Rambam holds they're useless. The Rambam holds you can't do anything with them. So why should they have Me'ila? If you can't do anything with it, there's no Me'ila. That's Kachim is Be'ach Sheyatsu. Shemesu. Yatsu Midei Me'ila Dvar Torah. So how do we rescue the Rambam? How do we rescue the Rambam? No one wants to rescue the Rambam. Rav Chaim, of course, wants to rescue the Rambam. Rav Chaim's reason for living was to rescue the Rambam.
So he sort of rescues the Rambam by saying that somehow Kedushas Be'ach Abayis still exists.
Aha. So what Rav Chaim says is
Kedushas Be'ach is meant for its whole essence of Kedusha is meant for the Mizbeach. Once there's no more Mizbeach.
Right. Kedusha Mizbeach, the whole Kedusha, that's what my recorder starts saying, is for the Mizbeach. If it can't go to the Mizbeach, there's no Kedusha. But then I'll say that Kachim Vedekabayis, the whole Kedusha is to use for Vedekabayis. And now you can't use it for Vedekabayis, so maybe there should be no Kedusha. Right? That's what Tosfos would say, that's because the Mishnah would say. So, what does Rav Chaim say? Rav Chaim says you have to go back. This is a famous Rav Chaim, says the same thing in many, many places. Not every Rav Chaim I put on the sheet says this, but a few of them do. He says this has to do with the most famous Chakira about the nature of Hekdesh and Me'ilah. Right? Hekdesh is a very funny, this is the, like, perhaps the most sodistic Chakira in Maseches Me'ilah. Right? Maybe there should be Shir Petichada in Maseches Me'ilah. So, the question is, what's the nature of Hekdesh? What Hekdesh is similar to what? So, on the one hand, Hekdesh, what's the word Hekdesh? It's a type of Kedusha, right? Hekdesh is Kedusha, something's very, very Kadosh. Right? So, we should view within the realm of Yisurim and Kedusha. On the other hand, what do we find many places in the Gemara about Hekdesh? That it's like Mamonis, it's like a Bailus, right? There's my things and there's Hashem's things. Now, obviously, Hashem is not a regular person, Chas v'Shalom, but nonetheless, Ami Russell Legavoa can see Russell Lehedio Dummy. Now, that depends what the kit means, but if you take the kit as a Hashvaya, not a Dimayon, then yeah, when I say this is Hekdesh, it's like doing Mashicha between me and you, and it's a Kinyan. Right, just Gavoa has different rules of Kinyanim than Hedyot. After all, the Gemara Mechor Sibbeis says Goyim have different rules of Kinyanim than Jews. So if Goyim have different rules than Jews, Hashem is more different from me than a Jew is from a Goy. So Hashem has different rules of Kinyanim than everyone else. So Hekdesh seems, on the one hand, you can look at it from the frame of Bailus. Hekdesh is Dinei Mamonos. It's a Choshen Mishpat. That has to do with us and Hashem. When I make something Hekdesh, I'm being mocked at it to Hashem. When I make something not hektish, maybe I'm buying it back from Hashem, or Hashem's being mafgarid, and then I can take it. And lechor, what's wrong with me'ila? If you look at it from the perspective of bailus, what's wrong with me'ila is it's a kind of gezel, right? Just a very chomer gezel, right? We all know that it depends who you steal from, right? So it doesn't always mefurish in the pasuk, right? Stealing from a Jew is more common than stealing from a guy, even though this doesn't make it into the technical halacha. Like, we all sort of know that, you know, I don't know, stealing from like a poor widow and orphan is like worse than stealing from someone else. So stealing from Hashem is worse than stealing from a person. Okay. That's one way of looking at it. Or no. The other way of looking at hektish is, now what do you mean mamonos? L'Hashem ha'aretzim aloha. Like, there's no such thing as Hashem's not Hashem's. Like, Hashem's not a person, not an entity. In Choshen Mishpat, yeah, Hashem owns the whole world. But that's a philosophical point. Hashem's not an entity in Choshen Mishpat, right? What it makes something kadosh? Kedusha means that it has kedusha. There's an isher on the chefta because the chefta has kedusha. Why does the chefta have kedusha? Because Shem Hashem Nikra Alav, it's intended for an exalted purpose, and therefore there's an isher hana'ah in the chefta shell kedusha, right? I think the Rambam likes to say it's the zayin of the kedusha to be nenet from it. So there are two ways to look at hektish. And if we just mentioned maybe some of the classical loci of this chakira, I found, I didn't just put this together now, I just found in my files an old makor sheet about this. So I'll just, some of the makoros that I have here, I also put on this makor sheet once. So even though it started from a slightly different angle. But I'll just mention some of the places where we find this inyan. One of the most classical makoros is on here. I hope it's on the sheet. In number 6, a fasting machlok shon basra. You know the din of shchid meira, right? So we're all familiar, perhaps, with the din of shchid meira, right? That if a guy's on his deathbed and he gives away all his property, and he gets better, then he can retract. Because the assumption is, din rabbanan or an umdana, that, you know, if the guy's in his deathbed and he gives away all his property, it's because he thought he was dying. But if he gets better, then of course he can retract. He never meant to give away his property if he would recover. So the question, the Gemara has a question, what about other types of things you do on your deathbed? Let's say a guy's mafker his property on his deathbed, or he gives his property to tzedakah on his deathbed, or he's mafdish his property on his deathbed, and he gets better. Can he retract that or not? The Gemara doesn't know, and in the end, they don't answer the question. It's a suffix. So, let's say the guy was makdish all his property in his deathbed and got better. Right? Glamos, I'm afraid it wasn't his deathbed. And then he got better. So, can he retract the hektish or not? Suffolk. So, it's suffolk hektish. What would you tell me happens if his property is suffolk hektish? What would you think should be the... So, fine. The guy goes and asks the rabbi, right? So, if he asked a regular litvish yeshiva guy, rabbi, he says, oh, well, you know, this is what happened to me. Baruch Hashem, I got better. Now I don't know what to do with all my property. And I said, it's before Shmur and Bava Vasra. It's a suffix. Okay. And then he'll say, but what do I do? So what's the halacha if it's a suffix? So how would you, what halacha rule would you use to paskin this? So you might say, therefore the guy keeps it. He's muchzak. The guy's muchzak in his property, right? So Motzmer Olav Araya, Hektish can't prove it because it's an Ibaidla, it's a no answer in the Gemara. Therefore, by the rules of Choshen Mishpat, he can keep his property. On the other hand, what was Morty going to say? Stop it, right. After all, let's say my property might or might not have become Basar B'Cholav, right? Someone might or might not have poured milk into my chulit. What do we say? Suffolk Doraisa L'Chomer, it might be Usser, right? At least if it's Nisha Doraisa, like Hektish is clearly Nisha Doraisa. Right, if my property might have become Aser Midaraisa, then clearly Suffolk Daraisa L'Chumra. So that's the interesting question. How do you look at Hektish? Do you look at Hektish as fundamentally an Isser? And therefore, Hektish is Bebi Surim. Now, I'm not denying, the Gemara says all over, Hektish is Mama Gavala. I'm not denying that out of the Isser of Hektish might flow some restrictions on my financial rights to this object. But fundamentally, it's an Isser. Out of that Isser also flows some restriction of my economic rights. So if you look at it as an Isser, something Isser is L'chumra. What do you mean? It might be Asr Daraisa. How can I have a chutzpah to be Megal? But if you look at it as Mamonos, every time I might, I'm holding on to this phone. It might be Sam's, 50-50. I keep it. I said, what do you mean? How can I keep it? 50% chance I'm doing gzela. That's a terrible aveira. Don't I want to be machmer and have safek d'orais l'chumra? Don't I want to worry about doing an aveira? Say, I'm a yirei Hashem. I go to, I said, me? I'm not a regular yid. I imagine, but that's eid charedis. I really like to make sure I don't do an aveira. I have yiras chet. So if this phone might be Sam, should I give it to him? The rabbi will say, no. When it comes to the mimamados, they don't say yiras chet and maybe it's gzela, maybe it's not. Okay, why? A very interesting philosophical question, the Hakdamah of the Shari Yosher, as well as there's a Shmaitz about it, etc. But says Hamotz Me'ol Maraya, the rule of Dini Mamonos is that whoever's holding it keeps it, and don't worry about the fact you might be doing Gezel. Okay, maybe if I'm really so from, I would. But at the very least, in terms of regular halacha. So what do we? How do we look at Hetish? This is a Gevaldik and Afkamina. In general, whenever you're Masufik, what realm something belongs in, Sfeikas is always a great litmus test. Sfeikas is always a great litmus test when you don't know what realm we're dealing with. Because different realms have different rules about Sfeikas. So, if you look at Mukar 6 on this Makara sheet, the beginning, this is according to Chedush Aran, Hilkach and Amad Choser, the Netzeb Cheskas, Nosekhaim Achim Pazik Ramzal Perktes Mechuzachia, the Afal Gav. So fine. So the answer is you could keep it because of Moshe Rabbeinu Raya. Of Yavgav Gabe Hektish Ikalamim to have a Sfeika to Isura Mishum Isur Meila. Maybe by Hek, that's fine. When it came to Hefker or giving it to Ania, that's a matter of Mamano, so I can retract. But Hektish, what about the Isur? No, came to Mamon Mechaz Kosei Koi Efsher Shahari Ubevade Shein Isur Hektish Chal. Since it is the Mamon is yours, then you don't have to worry. For sure, there's no Isur of Hektish because the rule of Mamanos is that whenever you have the right to mamonos because you're mochzuk, then there's for sure no iser to keep it. Therefore, what does the Chedush Aran say? First, he says, look at it at dine mamonos. Now, again, is he denying that there are isurim involved in hektish? Of course he's not denying there are isurim, but the isurim all flow from the fact that it's mamon gavoa. But first you pass in the mamonos. The basic identity in hektish is mamon gavoa. From the fact that mamon gavoa will flow all kinds of nafkaminas and special isurim, but the basic nature of hektish is mamon. Therefore, you posken it like a mamonist case, and if you win through hamod v'gol v'raya, then you, first vaday there's no iser because that's the rule of dini mamonos. If you're the muchzak, you can keep it, and vaday there's no iser. We don't say a suffik gezel. Skipping for a second to the second paragraph of all the shitalo noda shemachabra pasa. A certain sheet will know me, right? You can't bring Lashitases from sheet will know me in Kedushin, etc. Right? We don't know who wrote this sheet, huh? You could bring Lashitases from sheet will know me, quoting the sheet of Gemetz Bava Basra. That was all one book he had. But we have no idea who wrote this. So, but he said, Pasak, but if it's good enough for Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, he's good enough for us. Pasak, the Linian Hektesh Vechilik Aniyim came to Isser Bal Yachel, speak of the Rizal Home. He says, no. When it comes to Hefker, then you can say, well, it's going to roll the Ryan. When it comes to Tzedakah, he considers Tzedakah also the realm of Isurim. Or when it comes to Hektish, so what do you mean? That's a Suffolk Isur D'Oraisa. And a Suffolk Isur D'Oraisa, speak of the Reis L'Chomer, v'asur lehanos minichsei, and it's also to get hana from your nechasim, for Hefker, Ochumenu Cheskes Mari, etc. Ad Kan. So this is a fundamental Chok Shidalun, he says Suffolk Hektish, if you use a Suffolk Isur. But the Ran says Suffolk Hektish, if you use a Motzmech Meber, Olav Haraya. I know I'm going to get to Inami, not to worry. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced. Why should he? If here we look at Hektish, do we look at Hektish as fundamentally Mamon, right? The base of Hektish is Mamon, or as a Kedusha and certain Isser? Then one nafgamina would be, what about Suffolk? And here we have the Ran saying, Hamolta Mechavera all of Arai go by the Mochsuk, and the Sheikh Lonoglami saying, Suffolk Isser Le Chumra. And fascinatingly, the Ran in the second answer, which Elliot points out I skipped, says, what is Te'inami? Dele'inni Surah Maskin Leke Deshmold, over Hector Shavamon and Shechol Shavam Pruta Mechula. Says, Inami, you know what? The Isser you can get rid of with a pruta. The Isser of Hektish you can get rid of by being coded onto a pruta. What is he saying there? Now, I can't just always go and take Hekdesh and be pulled down to a Pruta, right? What do you think? I can walk into Beis HaMikdash and I see, here's a power drill, right? A brand new fancy hammer drill that costs $100. I'll be pulled in for a Pruta and take it home. No, of course I can't do that, right? So what's the Ran saying? The Ran is saying, no, you have to understand. You have to look at it both ways in the second answer. Saying, out the mammon, how much over, I don't owe Hekdesh any money. But even though I don't owe the money, maybe there's still an Isser. So to get rid of the Isser, I'm pulled it onto a Pruta. What the Ran saying in his second Deya? The Ran in his second Deya says, Sveidinim, they're both true. The Ran in his second Deya seems to hold they're both true. He doesn't necessarily commit himself, maybe which would have where it starts, which is more primary. But Allah Khamais in the end, he says there's both elements. Every Hekdesh ends up that it's the mammon of Hekdesh, and it's also an Isser independent. And therefore, through a multiple of Araya, I win back the mammon. I still have the problem with the Isser. If I being pulled down to a Pruta, I can get rid of the Isser. But I still have to worry about the mammon. But over here, since I'm the Mukhsuk, I already won the mammon, and I gave a Pruta to do a technical pidyon to get rid of the Isser. Then I'm okay because I've gotten rid of both aspects. So the Ran, his first day, seems to assume it's purely Mamonos. In his second day, it seems to assume that it's Sveidin and Hekdesh has to be looked at in both ways. Although you could still ask which one is more primary. Well, the Shita Lodolami just says, no. Might he? I can't say what he might. But what he says, look at Sufik Isser L'chomra. And he doesn't necessarily say, well, but you also have the Mamonos on your side. He just says Sufik Isser L'chomra and that's it. Aser to get Hana. He doesn't suggest redeeming it for a Pruta. Which leads me to believe that he might not agree with that solution, because he views it as fundamentally a search.
Yeah, redeeming for a Pruta is only Bidiyavid.
No. So what did Ron say? Yeah, redeeming for a Pruta only works with the Bidiyavid because you're still stealing the Mammon in a normal case. But over here, where you already won the Mammon, redeeming for a Pruta is the Chachila. Now, another great nafkamina might be, this is a big Machlok Shoshona, which comes up here in Me'ila, the question of Bittel. Right? Bittel Barov. Is Hekdesh Bittel Barov? Why would that be an afkamina? The Gemara in the last paragraph of Beitza makes this point. Let's say I have, I don't know, a treif meatball that got mixed into my kosher meatballs. Is it Bittel Barov? Yes. That's Bittel Baiser. Let's say I have Dovi's meatball that gets mixed in with three of my meatballs. Can I keep them all? Interesting thought experiment. Domi has one meatball, I have four meatballs. Accidentally, they all get mixed together. So, Bittel Barov, I get all the meatballs, you get nothing. How does that sound? No, maybe in stone they would pass in that way, right? But obviously impossible. So the Gemara says, Beitza, Haration is iron, Kav Shalom, Asar, Kav Shalavero, Yochal Halav, Chadi? Right? What do you mean? If some of your property got mixed with my property, I'm going to keep it all and laugh all the way to the bank? No, that's ridiculous. Obviously, bailus is not bottle. Obviously, if you own something, it can't be bottle to my things. Now, what to do if your meatball gets mixed up with my meatballs? So, I don't know, we have to figure out how to draw lots to decide who gets which meatball. But obviously, I can't erase your bailus to bittel. Bittel erases the surin. Bittel barov. You know, there's a lot of, that's why you have a whole, you know, 14 simonim shulchan aruch about exactly when and how and all the details. But fundamentally, bittel barov erases the surin. But they can't erase your bailus. You can never say that if we commingle our funds, then whoever has the robe gets all the money. That's ridiculous.
In the Maskana, the Gemara seems to say that's only according to Rabbi Huda because it's min b'mino, that if it was on chitim and zayim, then we wouldn't say that. Then we would say it's batel.
I don't think, I'm not going to get into arguing about the Gemara in this context, in this setting, but I will privately, if you wish. I don't think that's what the Gemara meant. So the question is, what about Bittel Barov? Is Hekdesh Bittel Barov or not? So the problem, the Gemara says, Mefurash, that Hekdesh is not Bittel Barov. The question is why? So look at an Armasechet, Tosfos, on Daf Kaf Aleph and Beis has a case. A Pruta of Hekdesh fell into my wallet, right? And those fell into my money bag, right? Mixed with all my Prutas. So Tosfos asks, Kaf Aleph and Beis, the Rasful Pruta, Tosfos asks, like in the middle of the third white line, Tema. Believe Bottle like Fushal Hekdesh Anufla. Why can't, right, the shekel of Hekdesh be bottled to the regular skullum? The Chi Tema Dorashish Matirin, while you did Pidyon, feel well for bottle. And if you say it's not bottled, it's Dorashish Matirin, right? What's the matter of Hekdesh? You could always be poded onto a different coin. right? So maybe it's not bottled with Dorashish and Matirin. No, Halakalam, Dorashish and Matirin Drabanu. Then it's only not bottled Drabanu. Midorais, it is bottled. Tosa says, you're right. Taka Midorais, it is bottled. What's the only case where it would be not bottled Doraisa? Tosa says, when it's Chad Bechad. Tarachon Lekalachad. Only one in one is also Doraisa. But Taka, a dollar of Hektish and two regular dollars? Is mutumi doraisa. It's only not bottled drabbanon because darshish no matirin. That's what Tosa says. But what might you have said if I were to ask you why isn't the shekel of hektish bottled to my shkolim? What else might you have answered? What?
It doesn't belong to me.
Because it doesn't belong to me. Mamon's not bottled, right? Mamon can't be bottled. This is exactly what the Meiri says. If you look on this Makorah sheet at 7 and 8, hektish afil be'elfo bottle. Tosa says tema. Ma chomer hi. It's not a special chomer that hektish is a bottle. Hello hektish dorshish matirin v'al yidei chilo. Mitam zein dinu lios bottle afil be'isar kal afil be'arbanan. Right? Why is hektish not bottle? Because it's dorshish matirin. No special chomer. And the Meiri there says, number 8, he says, aval hektish afil be'elf lo bottle v'yesh borsh matam v'yesh dorshish matirin at Tosos. But in the end, he decides that's not true. And he says in the end that yayin nesech is bottle, but masha'inke be'hektish hu mamon, mamon ain't a bottle. He says, mamon ain't a bottle. Hektish is mamon. Mamon ain't a bottle. That's Meiri. Yosef Engel also thought of this, even though he didn't have Meiri of this way of arguing on Tosfos. And he's along Arifas and Gimel of the Aspen Daraisa. This is another great nafkamina. If you look at his mamon, then you would say, like the Meiri, that mamon ain't no bottle. Right? What do you mean? Hektish belongs to someone. That someone happens to be God. If it belongs to someone else, there's no bitul berov if it belongs to someone else. However, Tosfos apparently didn't view it that way. What does Tosfos say? That it's only not batal midrabanan, because the rule of davar sheyesh lamatirin, any way you could resolve the problem, right? Like if a shekel of hektish gets mixed with my shkol, no problem. I just take one shekel out of my pocket and say, whichever one is hektish is redeemed onto this, and now I've solved the problem. So if you can solve the problem, then midrabanan, you shouldn't use bittul. That's called davar sheyesh lamatirin. So for Tosfos, only midrabanan, not batal. But for the Meiri, it's midoraisa not batal. It's mamon ain't a batal. That's another classic. That is another classic nafkamina. The Meiri, we'll point out the in a second. Another nafkamina, Chef Schmeitz points out, he's wondering whether the details. There are a lot of technical details. Is eid echad neman not to make my property hektish? Because eid echad is never neman to make me lose my property. And eid echad is not neman to tell me my property is osur. But is an Eid Echad Neman to say that something's not hektish? An Eid Echad says it was redeemed, right? An Eid Echad says it's not hektish anymore. Is an Eid Echad Neman to be mater hektish? So he's not 100% sure. And he decides, well, that depends how you look at hektish. What is an Eid Echad Neman be? Isurim, but Eid Echad is for sure not Neman, everyone knows, in Dine Mamonos. That's Pashan Eid Echad, not Neman Mamonos. So what does the Chef Shmaitza say? He says, what about Eid Echad? Can an Eid Echad be Mater Hektish? So he discusses this and he says, well, if you would look at his Mamon, then you would say, he's not Neman. How can Eid Echad take away Hashem's property? But in the end, he says, the Shev Shmaitza says, I found the Tosos in Me'ilah. He says, Tosos in Me'ilah. The Shev Shmaitza didn't have Me'iri. But he was... He was like, so, see, think of it on his own. Basically, he says, why didn't Tosos give them Eiri's answer? He didn't have an Eiri. But he thought of the Eiri's answer. Why doesn't Tosos give them Eiri's answer? So it must be that Hektish is not Mamon. Hektish is just in the realm of Isurim. I know it has nafkamina. I mean, I can't sell Hektish. Right? If I'm Makdish, my cow for an Ola, I can't sell it. So obviously it has nafkaminas that restrict my rights of Mamon. But that's just a side effect of Hektish. Fundamentally, Hektish is about a certain Isser status, is that it's used for a mitzvah and not for Dibrei Chol. And therefore, he says that the Eid Echad is Neman, again, getting through all the technicalities of when the Eid Echad is Neman against Chazaka, etc. And the Eid Echad is Neman, he says Mefurish. Because if we'd held like the Meiri, he just doesn't say the word Meiri, Mefurish, but he knows the story. He says, if we'd held like the Meiri, the Eid Echad wouldn't be Neman. But since I'm going to go with Tosfos, and Tosfos is pretty clear that he doesn't look at his mom, he looks at his Isser, then an Eid Echad would be Neman. I will just briefly mention a whole bunch of other nafkaminas without getting it. Every nafkamina you of course, understand, is a sugya in and of itself, because you have to look at the local sugya, etc. But just some other nafkaminas that are brought up by the Mefarshim are, the Asmud Arayse has a great one, He says, what about a guy? Is a guy mutar in me'ilah or not? Now, a guy's definitely not chayiv keren chomesh v'asham. That's clear. But it's a guy violate a lav if he does me'ilah. So he says, well, me'ilah is not one of the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach, but gezel is. So he says, according to the Me'iri, then a guy would violate, forget a guy lav, would he get killed, right? According to the Me'iri, a guy would get killed for me'ilah because it's one of the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach, it's gezel. But according to Tosos, he thinks the guy would not get killed for me'ilah because it's not gezel, it's an isser, it's a matter of disrespecting the Kedusha. How can you disrespect Kedusha by using for chol? Now, it would be a very poor etiquette for the guy to do so, but he wouldn't be technically violating the Shem Mitzvah B'nai Noach because it's not one of the Shem Mitzvah B'nai Noach to respect Kedusha. Even though, again, it would be very poor etiquette and we probably would not like encourage such behavior. Might want to impose some sort of sanction, but it wouldn't be Chayav Misa. Some other nafkaminas that the poskim mention is the Rishami has two discussions. The Rishami has one discussion of does Pidyon count as Mekach for Kviya L'maser? Right? If I grow things in my garden and I process them, they're still not chayiv in trumas or maisros until I do one of the things that's koveya, such as selling them. Or chatzer, or bishul, or etc. So what if I'm makdish it and I'm poded it? Does that koveya the maisros because that's a sale? Well, no, that's not a sale. Only sales are koveya maisros, not pidyon. It might depend. Now, if we look at hectares from the glasses of mominos, then being poda is buying something. And when you buy something, that makes it tevel and usser to eat achilas arayu without trumas or maisros. But if you look at it as an isser status, just because you make something more machmir or more kal, doesn't make it chayiv in trumas or maisros any more than it used to be. Yeah, and this is, maybe we're not also holding in Zerah, this is based on the idea that if I grow something for my own consumption, then until I actually sell it, or intend to eat it on Shabbos, or cook it, or salt it, or bring it into my chutz, or bring it into my house, I'm allowed to eat a snack of the trumas or maestros. Another, this Yerushalmi in Bava Kama, another Yerushalmi in maestros discusses the question of, is hekdesh like hefker to a different aspect, to exempt from trumas or maestros? There's a din. Now, this is over. Let's say it's already the Gemar Malach was done. Let's say I'm makdish something before the Gemar Malach was done, and then I'm poded it. If I'm makdish something before the Gemar Malach and then reacquire it, it's pater from Trumas or Maestros, because it's hefker, it's ownerless. If it was ownerless for 1 second, it's pater. What if it was hekdish for 1 second? Is it pater from Trumas or Maestros or not? They have machlokas. One day it says, well, in the end they say no. But they say one day it says, because, but it's interesting why. What I really mean to say is, why is hekdesh not like hefker, or pater from trumas or maestros, if it's hefker for 1 second? There are 2 days in Yerushalmi. One day is because lo yatsa yedei gizbar, and one day is because lo yatsa yedei bailim. One day is because it wasn't hefker, it still belonged to the gizbar. The other day it says it wasn't hefker, it still belonged to the bailim. This 2 days seems to be argument. If you look at hekdesh's momenos, then of course Hector is not like Hefker. It still belongs to the Gizbar. It doesn't belong to me, but it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. But if you look at Hector, it's not like Momenos, just giving it a certain Kedusha, which has Isurim, then what do you mean? No, then why is it not like Hefker? Not because it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to belong to me the whole time. What do you mean? It always belonged to me. So they're arguing whether, for sure, it's not like Hefker. It's not like Hefker because it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash or because it belonged to me. That's this machlokas. Is it not like Hefker because I just sold it to the Beis HaMikdash? Or is it not like Hefker because I never sold it at all? It's still mine. It just has Kedusha on it. Some other nafkaminas we won't even go through the Makoros are is Hekdesh like Mecher to be Mechayev Dalet Vehei? Right? What if I steal a cow and I makdish it? Do we say I've sold it, I'm Chayev Dalet Vehei? Or I haven't sold it, I've just mocked the shit. Big machlokes to Rishonim. Say, again, if it's like Momenos, then I've sold it. But if it's just giving a Kedusha, then I haven't sold it, I've given a Kedusha. Another nafkamina is Hekdesh a shinur rishus, also a big machlokes rishonim in Baba Kama. We know if I steal something and I do yeish and shinur rishus, I'm kone. If I'm makdir something, does count as shinur rishus? Because now it's not mine, it's hektishes. Well, that doesn't count as shinur rishus. I didn't transfer the rishus. I made it kadosh. And another big, all these makaros are on the sheet, if you want to look at them. Another big machlokes is, does the mazik hektish pay the makdish? This is a big machlokes we've shown in the Gittin that was on the sheet. If your makdish are karbon and I damage it, your makdish are karbon and I shoot it in the head and it dies, do I have to pay you? Do I have to pay you or not? Do I have to pay you or not? If you say no, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, then I don't have to pay you. It's not yours anymore. It's the Beis HaMikdash is. Right? But if you say, if you look at Hektish's Mamonos, then if I shoot your carbon, why should I have to pay you? It wasn't yours. But if you look at Hektish as, Isurim, then what do you mean? It was still yours. It was Kadosh, but it was still yours. I still damaged you. You lost your carbon. I should have to pay you that. So you can also ask, do I pay you or do I pay the Beis HaMikdash? Who do I pay if I damage Hektish?
Also, if it's a carbon that has you have a price on it.
Correct. So there are some rishonim who say only if you have a chayis I pay you, otherwise not. But even if you don't have a chayis, maybe I should have to pay you. Okay, I realize I'm just giving Rashi prakim. Of course, the last nafkamina, which is something that's very crucial to discuss here, which is sort of what underlies this, is what the nature of me'ila. What is me'ila? How do you define me'ila? Right. How do you define me'ila? Is me'ila gezel gavoa? Is me'ila kind of gezel? After all, what would make you think me'ila was like gezel? Because the punishment for me'ila is very similar to Asham Me'ilos, Asham Zelos, right? Karen Chomesh V'Asham, right? Or is Me'ila an Isser Hana'ah from Hektish? Is Me'ila an Isser Hana'ah? Or is Me'ila about Gezel? That is a very, very fundamental Chakira. That's really, I guess, where Rav Yosef Engel belonged. Right, how do you look at Me'ila? Is the Isser of Me'ila Gezel? Or is the Isser of Me'ila an Isser Hana'ah? Now, okay, there's a lot more to say about this. There's a lot more to say about this, and maybe we'll have to save it for everything to say about it for another time. But it's not necessarily totally halacha, because you could say, Rav Chaim seems to say that perhaps, maybe it's, you know, mostly Kedusha, it starts out as Kedusha, but then it also becomes the moment of Hashem, and there's an Isser Gezel. Or maybe it's really the moment of Hashem, but the next thing is Zela from Hashem, you know, the problem with Me'ila is that you're being Nana from Hashem's moment. But I'll be simple, Pshat. You would say if the nature of Hektish is fundamentally that of Mamonos, then the Isser Me'ila is a fancy kind of Gezel. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel says. If the nature of Hektish is that, it's not that I've given it to Hashem and Dinei Mamonos, Choshe Mishpat, it's just that I made it Kadosh for a certain purpose, then the nature of Me'ila should be, who am I to touch something Kadosh? Now, let us just, we'll have to come back to that another time, let's just finish up with Reb Chaim, Okay, we'll take 1 minute to take give Rav Chaim's answer. Okay, it will take more than a minute. I'm already 5 minutes over. You know what? I'm going to have to with the less brera. Okay, now's your chance to shout if you want to continue. But we have to run. So I'm going to have to, but the less prayer mention Rav Chaim next time. So I'll just give everyone who already lost the train of thought an opportunity to get back into it. And now it also should be obvious what Rav Chaim's going to say, or to look at it, etc. But we're going to, next time, I'll just start with a few minutes of explaining Rav Chaim's answer to the Rambam. Explaining Rav Chaim's, then we'll have a chance to elaborate a little more on this. Explaining Rav Chaim's answer to the Rambam, and then we'll go on to the next sugya, which is from Gimel and Beis, Dalet and Beis. The question is Rikas Pigel. I will send out Makoros in the email. Next year is Wednesday. Wednesday, I might have a little bit of a scheduling conflict. Are we flexible in terms of beginning or end of morning Seder Wednesday if I email? What? Fine. Okay. So Wednesday morning is still good. I just might have to move it from 9 o'clock to 11:30 or something. So I will email everyone. And if that's a problem, tell me. I will email you and give you an update because I might have a scheduling conflict.